couple of years down the road, you are relaxing in the inside a tavern after a gig.
Okay. It was the tavern where the gig was, or was this like an
Yeah.
after show? Okay.
It is like it's like an after hours thing at the moment, you
Okay.
know, where you guys play. You guys like close that place down, dude.
Fuck yeah.
And so you're just kind of like, you know, enjoying
That's the
that.
best.
Yeah, the post show kind of.
Especially when you just like we're on a heater, you
Oh yeah.
know? Yeah, hi man.
And you were cooking up there that night.
Yeah.
People swore they saw like smoke coming up, almost as if you were really cooking.
Damn. Smoke,
It
huh?
turned, yeah, they're actually like one of the amps was like on fire, it turned
Oh
out.
shit.
But you were cooking so hard that people just didn't even connect the
They
two.
didn't care. Let it burn.
This is, like I said, a few years down the road. So you are sort of in an especially good mood because this was like y'all's first gig.
What do you mean? What do you mean by y'all?
So this is a few years down the road. You're in a Pink Floyd cover band.
Oh, fuck. I don't
And
want to do this.
you just played a place called the Horny Toad Secret Tavern.
Oh, wait. So I'm not even doing comedy. I'm in a Pink Floyd cover band,
I mean, you
and
still do
that's
comedy and stuff, but you're just, you know, that
this
particular
hang
night.
is like a music post show hang. That's very different than kind of a comedy post show hang.
Yeah, you've been
Like a
finding that.
music post show hang is like, oh, I just got off of work. I just want to like relax for a minute. Comedy
Yeah.
post show hang is like, where are we going from here?
No, you are like very much staying at that place,
Oh,
the Horny
fuck.
Toad's Secret Tavern. You are like chilling there, dude.
This
Because
just turned
honestly, like,
around in a bad way.
because
I thought you
no,
were
dude,
talking about a
it.
comedy hang, not a Pink
No.
Floyd cover band hang. I'm not even a
No.
Floyd head.
Pink Floyd. Well, that's the thing. This is, like I said, several years down the road. You've kind of grown to like appreciate Pink Floyd a little bit. You,
I mean, it's not that I don't appreciate. I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm not like a Pink Floyd dude, you know?
So you were working at your job with this guy for a while, Charles Landers.
Charles Landers, what do we do together?
So he was just like a guy who worked with you for a little bit, and then he quit to pursue his dreams of being in a Pink Floyd cover band, specifically playing
Charles
keyboards.
got me in his.
Yeah, you're like you're the lead singer. He plays
Oh,
keyboards.
man.
You guys have this bass player. You guys just call him Mysterious Chris. There's a
Oh, he's
guitarist.
back.
His name is Antonio Breakfast, and
Oh, man. Heavy hitters.
the drummer is this woman who she plays in like a bunch of bands. So she like a lot of drummers do that because you know it's kind of easier for them to do, you know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you'll go to some shows, you don't even bring your own drum set. You just use someone else's set. You can kind of go from like drum set to drum set to drum set. And she is kind of known for that, dude.
Just being very flexible and like her setup.
Oh yeah.
That's great.
So like that
What a
night,
cool skill.
so that night before she came to play with you guys, she played like auxiliary percussion in like a salsa band. Before that, she also played drums in a Megadeth tribute band.
What was the name of that one?
They were called "And Business Is Good," a tribute to Megadeth.
Okay.
First song they play when they come out, and like I said, it is a tribute band. It's not a cover group.
Yeah,
It's a
it's a
tribute
tribute.
band. So she actually has to like get dressed up. Her name is Kimberly Thayer. Fathoms. And
Their
she
stage
is.
name? Or is that
No,
a real name?
that's a real name.
Her real name is Kimberly Fathoms.
Kimberly Fathoms, yeah.
Oh, geez, Louise, what a mystery woman.
And sometimes when she like she'll play like drum solos or like just do like a really cool thing on drums, and like
Yeah.
her fans will like all they'll like rip off like whatever shirt they're wearing, and underneath it they're wearing a shirt that says, "I can't fathom what's going on." Then they're like, "Oh," they pretend to faint, stuff like that. They have like a very
At a
theatrical.
Megadeth?
No, they travel from like cover band, because she
Yeah.
mostly plays cover band to cover band to like watch this woman play drums. And
So
when
they're
she
doing, but
does.
they're all the things you've named so far have been things that, like, could you imagine people ripping off their shirts for the drummer at a Megadeth show? Like,
Well, I mean, she's got a pretty devoted fan base. So she kind of
well,
goes
good for
from,
her.
yeah, from gig to gig, just kind of, like I said,
She's an assassin.
a journeyman. Yeah. You really
Yeah.
can. And it's like, it's kind of cool to hang out, not like in a like a romantic way or whatever. Just cool to hang
Of
out
course.
afterward, because you don't necessarily know her that well, because she's always jetting from like place to place.
She
You know what I
sounds
mean?
like a real musician.
She is, and she's played with everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm probably very envious of that.
Yeah, the first day you that like you like met her and started like talking to her, and she would like be like, "Oh yeah, like I remember, I was in Stockholm with the Stones a couple of years ago." And she's like, "Yeah, it's weird because I they said that they liked it there a lot, and I made a joke like, 'Hey, look, someone looks like someone's got Stockholm syndrome,' and like no one laughed." And she's like, "Yeah, I can't watch." She's like, "I'll never watch you do stand-up comedy because of that memory." She bombed so hard it just ruined like jokes for her.
Hey, I get it. I
Yeah,
get how I can joke.
sure. But she's cool, and like you guys trade stories and stuff like that. But you're hanging out there at the Horny Toad Secret Tavern. You guys have had a pretty good show. You guys are called you're called the Crazy Diamonds,
Oh.
and you guys it's not a tribute group, so you guys dress up normal, like whatever when you guys perform. And this show went really, really well. Except for the fact that you got there like a half hour late. You're like stuck in you got like lost and got stuck in traffic and stuff like that. At one point you were when you got to the gig, you like ran like too hard and like smashed against the door and like hit your balls really hard. And so like
Oh,
you like cradled them and like fell on the ground for like 15 minutes or so, like kind of going back and forth.
15 minutes?
It hurt really bad.
That is so long.
It was so long, dude. And so
Jesus.
they're in there just like, and they kind of fucked up because they thought there was a miscommunication. They thought that you were there when you weren't. So instead of like opening with like a song that they could like, vamp on or whatever, they just do like Money. And so they just play like the main
They got the
riff,
sound
like,
effects and
yeah, they just do that for a half
yeah.
hour, waiting for you.
That's fucking
And
brutal.
other but like people there, to be honest with you, Aaron, and like they're not even mad about it. They're like, the people who showed up to this gig are very much into this.
Well, then great.
Yeah.
It's a stroke of artistic genius.
It just so happened, but your balls hurt they ached the entire show. And halfway through the show, you were like doing some banter in between, and you're like, "All right, everybody. I gotta be honest with you guys right now. My balls really hurt, but if I can keep rocking, that means y'all can keep on rolling, baby." And then you guys, as a joke, start to play
That's what
like,
I fucking.
yeah, then you guys play Rolling by Limp Bizkit as a joke for like just for like 2 seconds. And
Man.
then the whole crowd like loses it. Like you guys do very, very well. So
That
you're
sucks.
afterward, it's like after hours. Like I said, you guys are all sort of like hanging out, having fun, People are tipping back a couple of beverages. There's like it's just like all like the staff, you know what I mean? People are passing
Yeah.
around joints. There's guys doing like you're pretty sure there's like some guys like just straight up doing heroin.
Okay.
But you're like, you know what? You're
That's
cool. You're just gonna, hang out,
it's, I mean, that seems to be like a little much for my general comfort level.
Yeah,
Cool.
normally you would have like
Yeah.
headed home by now, but you're actually there's a bunch of lobsters got loose in your apartment, in your
Wow,
apartment
how the
building.
fuck? Wait, in my apartment building or my apartment? Because one of them is certainly not going to happen.
So, what
I'm never
happened
going to have
was,
enough lobsters to let them loose
so what
in an
happened was,
alarming way.
there was a guy who, on like the first floor, Robbie Zenkins, he brought like a bunch of lobsters into his apartment to, you know, cook. You know, they think at least.
How
However,
many are we talking?
he brought like 18 of them.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he was gonna have like a lobster feast, and he was gonna have like a bunch of friends over. They were gonna eat lobsters and watch Spice TV. Lobsters and Spice is the name of the evening. Except
Oh, man.
when
Lobsters and spice. We're gonna eat
lobsters.
fucking shellfish and watch cable pornography.
Yeah. He and his buds have
That
been planning
sucks.
this for a while. So yeah, because basically, so it was a throwback to when they were in like in middle school, growing up together. You know, they would like the only porn that they could get was like, you know, softcore porn on like Cinemax or like whatever. You know what I mean? So
Sure.
they basically are doing it kind of to be like, hey guys, remember? Because like, you know, no one watches softcore porn now. You know what I mean? None of them do. But they're like, remember like an earlier time when all we needed was friendship and Spice TV. So,
Spice TV was full on pornographic. Penetration, full penny, the whole nine. Or 10. I just winked.
right. So he had a heart attack though, when he got home, unrelated to anything, you know, just, you know, not in the
Wait,
best of health.
who did?
The guy who was putting on the lobsters and spice fest with his
Oh,
friends.
okay.
And so
Gotcha.
the
We're going to
lobsters,
his
like
place. For his
lobsters, he
lobsters.
set up a thing where it's like, you know how they have automatic feeding things set up that you could do for like dogs and cats if you're like gone or
Yeah,
whatever.
yeah,
He had those
yeah.
set up for the lobsters. And so they kind of just grew like bigger and bigger, and they started like fucking like crazy. And they started having like more and more lobster babies. And so lobsters have like overrun your apartment building. They're on like the sixth floor at this point. And at like they're just going from like story to story. They're getting higher and higher and higher.
Where am
And
I at?
you're on the eighth floor.
So I've got a floor between me and these fucking lobsters.
Yeah, but you can hear those claws clacking.
Yeah. Has the fucking owner been notified?
He has, yeah.
Has
And
anybody called like animal control? Or just
yeah,
started, I mean, they're
so
lobsters.
the thing
Why are
about
we scooping
lobster,
them up?
so they did. They called animal control, and this like jet black van pulled up, and like you were outside, and you heard like the people be like, oh yeah, this is like the animal control guy. And someone goes like, yeah, I heard this guy's the best in the biz. This dude, like I said, the van pulls up, just says, Joe the animal control.
Oh, fuck, man.
This guy Joe the animal pops out. He's got like, and you can tell that this guy back in the day was like a fucking like, not maybe not necessarily like a
Load.
brawler, but you know what I mean. He was like a jet, like, you
Yeah.
know,
Built like a
it's
brick shit house, not a brick
like,
out of place.
and that's what you think when this guy steps out of the car or his
Yeah,
van
dude.
rather. You look at him and you think to yourself, there is not a brick out of place on this guy. He proudly walks into the building. You can see the crack of his ass.
Okay, that's a new
He
thing.
so he like he's in there for like 12 hours battling these lobsters, and he comes out and he's caught a bunch, but he's like, look, guys, I gotta be honest with you. Like, you know, these lobsters, someone taught these lobsters stealth or something, because they're in the walls. They are, you know, when I find them, I can catch them. But some of these lobsters, they seem to have the ability to stay perfectly motionless for hours at a time. And so it's gonna be hard work getting, you know, taking care of these lobsters. But
I'd ask him if he need help. I'd grab a blunt object,
Yeah.
I would wrap myself in pillows around my arms and legs, and I'd go down there. And then is this like a keep what you catch kind of scenario?
So you ask him that, he kind of like chews on a piece of dried beef jerky. He like bites into it. He kind of like looks at like the beef jerky that remains in his hands, kind of thoughtfully as he chews. And right before he
Sure.
swallows, he kind of looks at you and he goes, "Nah, you don't want to eat these lobsters." So
I go,
you go.
why not?
He just kind of goes. He just looks at you. He goes, "Aaron, look, you seem like a really nice guy."
Yeah, but there's fucking lobsters.
He goes. He goes, "I know, but what I'm saying is that like, if I told you what's happening with these lobsters, I don't know if you could handle it." So you're like, whatever. So you and Joe the animal go in there, and
You can't just tell
for
me that and then like dismiss it. You can't tell me the craziest, most insane thing I've ever heard in my fucking life and then just go, yeah, whatever. They're in
So,
big, all I know is there are big fat fucking lobsters ascending towards my floor.
yeah.
And like, I'm gonna grab a blunt object and I'm gonna go down there.
Yeah. So you go in with them, and so what? So they're definitely they've taken over. Like I said, the first like six floors or so, but like they do it slowly. So it's not like you have a little bit of time, but
How
you
long
know,
has
no
this been
one.
going on?
Oh, this has been happening. So Joe the animal has been going in every day, doing 12-hour days, sometimes longer, searching for these lobsters. And this is probably like the third or fourth week that he's been there.
Holy shit. And he's
But
not having any success.
no, he's having some, but I mean, he's the only guy they sent out, and like he is the best in the biz, but you know, it's him against this entire, you know, lobster horde, essentially.
Yeah, I'm jumping in and I'm keeping what I'm catching and I'm
Sure.
cooking what I'm keeping and I'm eating what I'm cooking.
So the first day that you jump in with Joe the animal, you guys spend the first hour like not really saying much because you guys are like walking up and down the corridors of floor number three.
Okay. Why that floor? Is there a particular reason?
Floor number three is kind of seen as like the sort of the kind of where like it's too late to go back kind of a deal.
Oh, it's like the fire
Where,
line or whatever.
yeah, where it's like up until then, like, you know, you'll definitely have some resistance from the lobsters and stuff, but like from like floor three on, like floor, like I said, floor three on is sort of crossing you know, the Rubicon, except in this case, the Rubicon is stuffed with lobsters.
So the first three floors are a total loss. Like we're not getting back.
No, so it's not that. It's that the first two floors, there's definitely a lot of lobsters, but he's made some like headway on that. You know what I
Okay.
mean?
Yeah, that's where we should go. I wanna go someplace. I'm gonna take a chance here. I
So
wanna go someplace to fucking snag some lobsters.
you go up to floor three with him. And like I said, you guys are being very quiet. You don't talk for the first hour. You are just like, and your apartment building, you know, you never really explored it or anything. So it's like a lot more cavernous than you remember. And sometimes the ceilings get like very high. And so you guys are walking. The electricity has been cut off too, for those for on floor three as well. And so there's like different, they have like
How is this not a bigger deal? There's no fucking electricity on the first three floors of this building because it's infested with lobsters and like nobody has like
no, you guys
fixed
turned the
this.
the lights off. And you because you guys are basically doing it to be like, "Hey guys, like we're coming for you." Like you like the thing about lobsters is that their claws are sharp, but they are prone to be affected by psychological, you know, warfare.
Oh, they're
And
mentally
so
weak.
yeah, they are. And so like you actually wear like lobster bibs when you
Oh,
guys
it's like a psych out.
like a psych out, and it is bright white. You want them to know you're coming. You're
So a
pissed.
mentally weak crustacean.
So floor three, like I said, first you know, hour you guys don't talk, you guys are just kind of like silently kind of darting from shadow to shadow. He has, you know, different like goggles that he hands to you. You guys have different hand signals that you give to each other. Neither one of you have any idea what the other person's signing. So,
We're just rolling with it, and it's going okay.
it's going okay. And
Am I catching a lot of lobsters?
the first hour, no, but
Okay.
hours 2 to 4, you don't really remember a lot about them. Mostly what you remember are the hissing screams of dying lobsters in dark hallways. And when you're like finished with like, you know, that first day, the first mission of you and Joe the animal, you had caught like by the end of it, like a whole bunch of them. And Joe looks at you and he goes, look, man, I'm not going to tell you like not to bring those home and eat them, but I'm just saying. I've been doing this for 33 years, kid. Been
You've
consulting.
been vanquishing lobsters from apartment buildings for 33 years.
He goes, well, no, I mean like animal control. He kind of like
So
laughs a little
what are
bit.
you
He goes,
saying?
you should
What's the
be a
big deal with these
comedian.
lobsters?
He just
God
goes,
damn it.
there's just a lot of them. He's like, they realize what's happened by
Yeah.
that point. They explained the whole thing that happened with the guy and the whole crew coming over to watch softcore porn and watch and or eat lobster, and how, you know, they've taken over the apartment or have the first few floors. So
I
you
still
go
see
home.
why I can't capitalize on this, or why I shouldn't, rather.
Well, he doesn't really say. I mean, what do you do? Do you bring them home? Do you bring them back to your apartment?
Oh, dude. Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. And I get, as soon as I walk in, I get several pots boiling.
Sure.
You know, I mean, let's be real. Like, seafood isn't something you just want to like keep around.
Right.
So I'm gonna cook all these things and figure out what to do with them afterwards.
You know what you're going to do with them afterwards, Aaron. You're going to have yourself a lobster party. So you get those pots of salted water boiling, you know? You toss in the lobsters. You've like been like waiting for this moment, you know? So you've like done a lot of research and how to like make lobster. I don't know if you ever made lobster, you know, before,
No, I've
but
never
you know,
cooked it.
you're a pretty quick learner. You almost feel like as you're like cooking these lobsters that it's almost like it's like this deep instinctual thing that you have that's awakened within yourself. This need to conquer these lobsters, to kill them, and then almost like in a ritualistic fashion, consume them. So you get
I mean, if I've like hunted them down and I've killed
you
them with my
have.
own hands, I probably feel some sort of way about that, you know?
Yeah.
Makes
And
sense.
you can't prove this necessarily, but you're pretty sure that like as you were like cooking them, like when it got to the climax of it, you heard like the clacking of
Oh.
the lobsters in the walls. So
What the
you
fuck? Why am I even in this building anymore?
you live there.
How have I like not left? Yeah, but it's fucking filled with lobsters, Pat. And
No,
they're aggressive.
they haven't made it to your floor yet. And you're
Yeah, but
like,
they're going to. And I've
yeah.
already killed some of their own. They know
Right.
where I am. They know who I am. They fear me.
But that's what I'm saying. They're kind of like, you know, they are kind of weak-minded. So you also have like a some traps set up, so you're not too worried about it. You actually have those like lobster like cages, you know what I'm talking about, set
Yeah,
up.
oh yeah.
Yeah. You have them strategically placed around your apartment. So you eat those lobsters. You get them all buttered up. You take your first bite, and I gotta be honest with you, Aaron. It's the best food that you've ever had in your entire life. It's cooked perfectly. The garlic butter sauce that you use is perfect. It's a ancient recipe that they found in the Nag Hammadi library in Egypt.
Probably just says garlic and butter. It's all
I mean, I don't know. And so
sprouting.
it's like I said, it's without a doubt the best food that you've ever had in your fucking life. You polish off all of it. You lick those shells
What?
clean. Yeah.
How many lobsters are we talking here?
Four.
What? I mean, four large adult lobsters in
Large
one
adult
sitting?
lobsters. Yeah.
God damn, that's so much. That
And
seems like so much.
yeah, but you're thinking to yourself, like, it's Lobster Fest. And then you're like, you make a note to yourself, like, you know, to say that tomorrow when you're hunting lobsters with Joe the Animal, like as a wisecrack or whatever. You hop into bed, you dream of a howling void. The next day,
Great.
you're hanging out with do you talk to Joe the Animal?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I feel like this is like my mission now.
Yeah.
I'm
He's
hunting
like,
and killing lobsters. I'm trying to rid my, again, rid my apartment building of lobsters.
yeah. Other than this, like, life's going okay. You know, you're playing with the crazy diamonds, but you are finding, you know, more reasons to kind of not be at home, and it annoys you, you know? So you've decided to kind of jump into this.
Jumping into this.
Yeah. And you kind of like think that to yourself. You go, because like you wake up the next day, you think to yourself, like, is this really something that I want to like pursue? This like lobster, you know, to become sort of the I am legend of the lobster world. And then you remember that first crack of a lobster's skull when you smash it with a fucking golf club yesterday. You're a little turned on. And you go, I'm jumping into this. You say that
Lobster's
out
probably an
loud to yourself.
aphrodisiac.
Oh, I mean, judging by like your, you know, post-dinner activities last night, Aaron, lobster is quite the aphrodisiac.
Gross.
So,
Gross.
you and Joe the Animal get to work, you know, you guys, you head back up to third floor. Lights are out. You've got your nighttime goggles on.
NVGs, night vision goggles, isn't that what they
You guys
call
kind of have you know, a about a you accompany him for, you know, a few hours. You guys like I said, you guys dart from you know, abandoned apartment to abandoned apartment, clearing every single room. You don't
my
hear.
am I picking on am I picking any up along the way?
So not for the at this time, not for the first like 2 hours.
Okay.
But you get to room 666, and suddenly you like have like a buzzing in your head, and you just feel to yourself that you know for a fact there are three lobsters in that room. What do you do?
Is this like a new feeling that I have?
You've never felt it before.
And it's like this clarity, this moment of clarity where I'm like secure of the thought that there are three lobsters in that room.
Yeah, almost like your lobster sense is tingling.
Jesus Christ. I follow my lobster sense into that fucking room.
So you do.
I get my golf club at the ready.
Yeah. You have your golf club that's already like, you know, awash in dried lobster gore. And you kind of do like a bunch of complicated hand signals to excuse me, to Joe the Animal. And he kind of like goes like, what? And you're like, you kind of mouth the words, they're in there. And he's mouths back, oh. So you guys go like one,
And that's
two.
what he mouths out. He goes, oh. That's what he mouths out.
Yeah, I get. Yeah. So you kind of go like one, two, three. And you like bump, you know, your shoulders against the wall, or sorry, the door. You burst through. At first, there's like, or not at first, but when you walk in, like that apartment, it's just empty. There's just like furniture, but you don't see anyone. Joe the Animal kind of gives you a look like, what the fuck, kid? And you're like, huh.
I mean, I'm going to investigate the fucking apartment. I'm not just going to stand there at the entrance and expect all three goddamn lobsters to appear before me. I'm going to go in.
Sure.
What kind of
So,
golf club is it? Is it like a driver, or is it like an iron like a putter? Like, what kind of club?
drive.
I got a driver. The big dog, the big stick. I'm probably
And
trying to swing it like you would a golf club at them.
you do, because you kind of have
Yeah.
that like that buzzing sense in the back of your head again, and you like suddenly like whip around, and there's like three lobsters like that have like attached themselves to the ceiling. They like let go of their claws and like they kind of fall down at you, and as they come down at you, you like have like this kind of flashback. You got this golf club many years ago, and you kind of have this like memory of the man that you got it from. You remembered it was a summer's morning. You were caddying, and it was like just, I mean, I'm not good at golf terms, but it was like just before I got to like the putting green, you know what I mean? And so
Yeah,
you're like, oh, you should probably like chip it. The guy's like, give me the driver. And you're like, sir? And he goes, the driver. And you go, are you sure about this? And he goes, he looks at you. His eyes lock with yours. And he said to you, I'm fucking this duck. You just hold the wings. He hit the ball and like it went like way beyond. Like you definitely shouldn't have done it, but it kind of became like
No.
a joke between you two. So he actually ended up giving you the driver. So you kind of have that memory as those lobsters fall towards you almost in slow motion. And like before they can even open their claws or do anything, you've already swung that golf club up at them and like impaled all three of them right in a row.
Good. Fuck you, I say,
Yeah.
as I pick their delicious corpses up off the ground and stuff them into a trash bag.
Joe the animal looks at you and he's like, Aaron, how did you know that there were three lobsters in here? And he goes, and how did you
Tell
react
him,
so quickly?
say, Joe, I have lobster sense. I hate to spring this on you right now. It's something I'm learning about as we speak.
Yeah.
I just knew. I just, my body is full of information.
And you kind of like twirl the that driver and like stash it behind you, you know what I mean? And like your golf club bag or whatever that you
Oh, I
carry
got
with
my
you.
full bag
Oh
behind
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Oh man,
And he
that
kind of
sucks.
goes, he looks at you and he goes, lead the way. So
Bag's like kind of heavy.
yeah, but you have like adrenaline coursing through your veins. So
All right.
for the next like
Do I have a glove in the bag?
oh yeah.
Like a golf, I put it on.
You put that, you take it out and you slip it over your already calloused right hand. You look down
Do I
at
have a
it.
second glove in the bag?
You better fucking believe it.
I give it to Joe the animal, and I give him my 3 wood. And I go, here you go, Joe.
It fits on his hand, that glove, perfectly. Almost as
Like a
if,
glove.
yeah. Like it's a glove that's waiting for its fingers. And it has found like its fingers, the fingers that will forever belong to it. So he takes that 3 wood and he winks at you. You wink at him. For the next about 15 years, you go into business with Joe the animal. You guys become like a lobster infestation, like squad, basically. You guys are
What?
sort of known throughout the greater Los Angeles area as like the lobster hunters, you know what I
What
mean?
is the deal with this?
So lobsters have like you guys end up actually like eradicating the it takes about a year, but you eradicate the lobsters out of your apartment building, but they've like spread throughout Los Angeles. So for 15 years, you and Joe the animal go from like apartment building to apartment building, fighting these lobsters, you know? After 15 years, you get to like the final one. You get to like the top of the top story the last holdout, the last infestation is just one lobster by itself. You get up to the top floor. Joe the animal's been injured, so it's just like you by yourself at this point. He was injured
By the lobsters?
like that day. He was like injured pretty bad. He's gonna
Oh,
live, but like
fuck.
he's too hurt to go to like the top. So you go to the top floor, floor 69, and at the top there's just like this just lone lobster by itself. And you get up there and you're like, you got your fucking driver like at the ready, dude, ready to go. You get up there, the elevator opens up, and he's just like the last, the you and you're looking at like the last remaining lobster of Los Angeles. And he's like, he's dressed in like a, he's wearing like a suit, and he looks kind of old. And Aaron, he looks kind of tired.
Tired of living.
Yeah, he looks at you and he goes, "My people's greatest enemy, and I'm face
He's
to
fucking
face."
talking.
Yeah, he goes, "And I'm face." Well, like you hear his voice in your head. He's like telepathic, and he goes, "And I'm
Oh, lob my
face to
lobster
face
sense.
with him." And
I think. Oh, go ahead.
he goes, "You know what we call you? The killer of children. The slayer of the weak." He goes, "My people have been fighting you my entire life. And what has it gotten us? Nothing but hate and rage and betrayal." And he goes, "Aaron, I don't think I have that much more time left on this earth, but I don't want to end it. I don't want to leave it violently." He looks at you. He like extends his claw and he goes, "I offer the peace of the Lobster Kingdom." What do you do?
Look at him, and I say, for the last 15 years, I have tasted nothing but the flesh of your people. And then I fucking bash his head in. I just smoke him with that driver. I just get it over with.
So,
I gotta finish the job, and I gotta go check on Joe.
sure. So you say that, and you just like do a huge overhand swing. You bring it down. You just fucking crush the life out of this thing. You head downstairs. You kind of look down at its like lifeless body, and you think to yourself, it shouldn't be this easy to kill a species. It should feel
Throw him
like
in my
something.
trash bag.
Yeah.
My full fucking trash bag.
And it is very full. So you've eradicated the lobster threat to Los Angeles, and you take the elevator down. Get down to the first floor. You see Joe is on like a what do you call it, a gurney or
The
whatever. Like
gurney? Damn.
you rush over. And the paramedics are like, they go, they kind of like walk away as you run over, and Joe the animal looks up at you and he goes, "Bad news, Aaron. They say I'm gonna make it." And you guys just like laugh and laugh together, and you just give him a
Yeah,
big
yeah.
hug, and he goes, he starts to ask you about what happened up there, and you kind of like go, you kind of do this move where you take your finger and like cover his like mouth, and you go like, "Shh," and you
Oh, his
go,
lips.
"Yeah." His surprisingly wet lips.
Oh.
And he goes,
Huh.
and you go, "Later, I promise. Let's get you to the hospital." And he's like, "Definitely." And you guys like load him up and you watch him like drive off to like the hospital.
Yeah.
And you're like, at this point, you know, you're like a 55-year-old man. You've accomplished your mission. You walk across the parking lot to your car, and then you're run over by a Red Lobster delivery
What
service.
the fuck?
There's a
You
Red
shitting
Lobster.
me?
Yeah, Red Lobster is making a comeback, and they're doing like a delivery service thing. Except it's like a robot. It's like an out of control, like kind of crazy, wacky robot, and it knows it's out of control too. It has like springy arms on the side, and as it hurtles towards you, it goes, "Bro, I'm out of control! Alert! Alert!" And then like hits you, and you go like, "What?" And you like you run over by it. You come to, and you are in an all white space.
God damn it.
Standing in front of you is this guy. He's about 9 feet tall. He's dressed like a clown, and he's holding a balloon.
Yeah.
The balloon has your face on it.
Great.
And he looks down at you and he goes, "Hello, Aaron. My name is Dreamy
Dreamy
Dan,
Dan.
ruler of the dreamscape." And he goes, "Aaron, I don't know how to tell you this, but God's a lobster. You spent the last 15 years, murdering his disciples." And
I had no fucking idea. How the fuck would I know that?
he
How the
goes,
fuck would I know that? They were taking over my fucking building. How the fuck would I know that?
he offered us this claw in peace, and you rejected it and killed him anyway.
Yeah, after I killed every other fucking lobster in the greater Los Angeles area, he was down to the only one. And then he's like, give me peace. No.
He just looks at me, he goes, "Hey, sorry, Aaron, this one's kind of out of my hands." And
Fuck
then
you.
the balloon with your face on it pops. You turn around, and standing there is this gigantic like fly made up of like billions of smaller flies. And it goes,
Oh, great.
"Hello, Eowyn. My name's Beelzebub. Welcome to eternity." And then he chews on you for all of
Great.
eternity.
What's talking? What's so stupid?
Never fully
So fucking
digests
stupid.
you. Just for your punishment for killing all the lobsters is that you're chewed on for eternity by Beelzebub, who has the voice of a child.
Fucking dumb.
But you killed all those lobsters at least.
I don't fucking care. I don't care.